the stream will be running. So the recording will be running. There might be a little bit of dead air for a little while, but Seth could, you know, fill us in on what we're doing today. That would work.
Okay. Is this a dead air time, Cheryl? Did you say that I could use to fill us in?
Well, just wait till the recording's up and running, and because I have a you know, philosophical issue with dead air, as you might have noticed, rather than have silence until the chairs here start, I thought perhaps you bringing us up to speed would be an ideal opportunity, and I'll let you know when the recording has started.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Morning, Sandra. Sorry, I managed to make sure I didn't have a clear throat. Good morning, Sandra. That might sound slightly better. Do help yourself to coffee and...
Seth and Gordon, we're still just gathering, and we'll be starting, I believe, shortly.
Thank you, Heidi.
Good enough. Thank you.
Okay, Seth, we're going to have Matthias take some notes in the Adobe Connect during the meeting, but can you take your regular excellent notes as well?
Certainly. Excited. Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Your chair.
Hello, Seth. This is Annalisa.
Hi, Annalisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Good morning. I've just made you a host, actually.
Oh, thank you. Seth, I have a question for you. Will the notes be, what time will the notes be available? And the reason I'm asking is we're having another meeting tomorrow, and the notes would be helpful if I had them today. But if that's not going to work in the schedule, then I'll just take some of my own notes. So I thought I'd check with you.
Sure. I understand. No, they'll be available today. I'll put them on the Confluence page. I will not put them, I guess, since this is not our regular AC room, I won't put them here, but I'll put them on the Confluence page and the and our regular AC room. And I could actually also email them to you, of course.
Okay, thanks. So, couple hours or something?
Yeah, probably within a couple of hours. Actually, I was thinking of doing them right after the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
So, shall we begin? Okay, thank you for attending, everybody here and Working Team B. Let's see. I'm looking for the agenda here. Should we?
Do you see it?
I do see it on the left.
Confluence room, yes.
Do we want to do a usual roll call in the beginning?
Certainly, yes. That'd be great if you'd like, yeah.
Okay, so I see in the room, in Cartagena, I see Wolf and Sandra and Sebastian, Yalvi, and myself, Annalisa, and Cheryl. And we have staff members, Heidi and Matthias. And then in the in the virtual room, we have Gordon? Corey. Okay.
Just ignore Corey, I do.
Yeah. Okay, so for some reason it's hard to read on my thing, but
Sintra?
Sintra Sucknell and
Gordon
and Pavan. Thank you for attending. Thank you, Seth. Okay, so the first item on the agenda this morning is discussion of any further quick wins and next steps to be reported in our wrap-up, which is tomorrow. So would anybody like to comment there?
If nobody else will, I will, then it's Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon. Go ahead.
One of the things that is still bothering me a little bit, and I think we could probably report at least an initiation of it, is that the very first task in Recommendation 7 has to do with looking around at the requirements and seeing if there's anything unfulfilled. We haven't really taken a swing at it yet officially, but actually we have, you know, because there is, for one thing, as a modest proposal, there is a certain amount of information that can be gleaned, at least questions that that should be asked from the ALS survey. And if we were to do that, that would be probably a fairly good place to start. Where we would go from there, I don't know, because the ALS survey would probably reveal more questions than answers, but at least the questions would be there.
Okay, so you're suggesting we look at number 7 because we'll probably find some additional quick wins in there that we've been working on at the same time?
I think this is going to be more along the lines of a next step.
Next step? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually looking for that link at the moment.
Yes, sorry, Annalisa. It's because it's not our regular room. Heidi just suggested that I put it in the room, and I'm doing that right now.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
Gordon, Cheryl here. Can I just support what you're saying in terms of bringing this in as a next step? I think when we've got work that has been done, and of course in the case of some regions that is a second ALS survey, at least using those questions means that we might start to look at some metrics and some change. And oh, we could graph something. That's always exciting. I'm not sure, but perhaps staff can help me. We are expecting at some point a report back on the ALS survey. Now, obviously, Matthias, you can supply us with the questions, which is what Gordon is talking about, of the ALS survey already. But do we know when the full reporting is happening? I believe it's sometime this week, is it not?
It happened on Sunday. The report...
In my absence, obviously.
In your absence, yeah. I could actually might be a good idea to send the report to the working group list right now.
Okay, so I'm on the page of the improvements outline, and I'm looking at number 7. How about if we go down that now? Does that suit you, Gordon?
Certainly. I don't have it up on my screen yet, but I can call you when you read. See if I can locate it here.
Okay. If I can find...
Wonderful.
Okay, so I've lost the chat room. Otherwise, I'd stick it in there. Oh, here. Wait, no. So irritating. Okay. Well, I have it here, but I'm out of the chat room, I guess. The thing disappeared. Okay, so 7.1 is review of communication and collaboration needs considered unmet by ALSs and ROLOs globally. How about if I just run through these and if anybody has a comment, you can just step right in. That's fine. Review of technologies already used by at large and across ICANN that could fill all or some of the 7.1 needs of the ALSs and ROLOs. I think we've talked about those. These technologies, communication technologies like Facebook and that type of thing. Is that what that means?
This is Gordon again. The phrase in 7.2 that caused me this concern was. That could fill all or some of the 7.1 needs of the ALSs, which kind of presupposes that we've got some idea of what they are.
Right.
So, you know, there are any number of technologies in use across at large. The question that we're trying to solve in 7.1 and 7.2 is where are the holes?
So, posturous, I guess, is one of them.
I think what we're hearing from you, Gordon, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that to use aspects of what was done in the recent ALS survey gives us a data set which we can at least begin to get an understanding or measurement of where the needs of the ALSs and regions are as they have identified them. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is a and as you said, it's a beginning. I attended that meeting on Sunday, and I was sort of doing two things while I was attending over the telephone, but what I did get was some very, very strong hints of some of the questions we should be asking. As I said, I haven't had a chance to look at the thing in depth as yet, but at least the questions are there, and that's a really good start.
So, Gordon, are you suggesting that we ask questions to the ALSs and get information directly from them?
What I'm suggesting is that we look at the ALS survey and use that to find out, number one, whether there is hard data in the as a result of the survey itself, and whether the survey suggests some of the questions that we might need to ask.
Okay, thank you.
I think a data dive into the survey would be quite worthwhile, and of course... Dev is part of the work team, and if anybody has their fingers on the pulse of the survey analysis opportunities, it would be him. So perhaps we should hear from him.
Okay. Kind of joined in mid-year question, so maybe I hope I'm answering correctly. Regarding the communication tools that the ALSs use, the survey showed that the email was the most popular, followed by Skype and Facebook. Blogs and RSS feeds were also in use, but were last in terms of the usage. The survey should have the actual numbers, and of course I can pull up the numbers and show you.
Dev, because Cheryl here, because I was not in the room during your reporting, and I do apologize for that, did the analysis show either any regional or identifiable barriers or difficulties to communication? For example, I would have predicted that in some of our regions, low bandwidth and intermittent connectivity was an issue, and we would be challenged with what is the alternative. Should we be putting more things out in, for example, a mobile phone-based form? That type of data set and matching with possible solution, I would have thought would also be there.
This is Dave. Unfortunately, that kind of question didn't really come up, and I don't think any ELS really expressed bandwidth as an issue for reasons for not participating. It was always, you know, the jargon of documents, policy documents are too long, there's not enough knowledgeable members.
Thank you, Dev. So, are we looking at this then as a still a step forward to dig deeper in these surveys, or is Dev, in your opinion, is that you pretty much have all that data out of there? You mentioned email, Skype, Facebook, in that order.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, this is Dave. Yes, emails, Facebook, Skype. And Facebook and Skype was more prevalent in Lac Rallo and in AP Rallo. Ah, thank you. Thanks, Matthias. Yes.
RSS feeds?
Well, RSS feeds was the lowest, unfortunately, which, again, well, the recommendation was to improve because, you know, because the use of RSS feeds is used to track changes to the wiki. So if they're not able to track changes to the wiki, we're in trouble. So.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Annalisa, if I may, the questions that were specifically asked here, it was talking about the mechanisms of communication currently used by ALSs. Do I have that language correct?
Is that Deb?
Sorry. I'm just trying to pull up my documents.
Not a problem.
So sorry.
We'll get you to multitask soon. It's
no,
okay.
No,
it's okay. The specific language for this question, yeah. Right? Need to understand that. We asked them what communication tools they use in their ALS, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, Wolf, go ahead.
Well, thanks. I think this is a good question, but it's also partly a theoretical question. Let's say normally used, since we are, please correct me, Sebastian, since 2008, something like workable ALO, the first year it was incredibly difficult, as far as I can remember, since 2008, we are on a normal level routine. It's monthly conference. It's email exchanges via the list. It's occasional Skypes. And the only situation where I tried to change this a bit was before the recent consultations on the board director selections, when we had, within a few days, get our members participating in this consultation. My worst case scenario was just do a consultation. And nobody answers. And therefore, I was conscious if I would just sit and wait to the reaction of members, maybe some would miss the deadline. So the only thing in such circumstances I did, was sending direct mails to the members. You make an announcement on the list, but being aware that a list announcement is only a small piece in a communication process. You have to send them direct mails. When I had the handy numbers, mobile numbers, I sent them SMSs. When I had Skype connections, I tried to get in touch with on Skype, leaving messages. And all the different tools together brought a kind of awareness among the members oh, there's something important, I have to react immediately, and this kind of what I call quick reaction alert, what Amnesty is using for their mobilization, this is only possible in a combination of multiple communication tools, and then you can be sure people are getting aware about the urgency, and then suddenly they react. And therefore I was impressed within over a weekend, 48 hours, we got 24 out of 27 members responding. And this was for me a new experience and a new communication. You cannot do this every day. Yeah. If I would do this 3-4 times a year, they would tell me, get lost. But in case of emergencies, this is really something that helps. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf. Okay, so I'm looking at the time. This is over at 8 o'clock, right? 8:30? Oh, good. Okay. Okay, so I definitely want to discuss number 2, the presentation of slides, but I realize we haven't gotten far on this outline. Gordon, would you like me to continue down the 7s?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the third one down, consideration of effects of technologies identified in 7.2 on accessibility issues. So I think Wolf was actually speaking to that just now, telling us that the effects of the technologies is certainly improved when using multiple tools at the same time.
Judiciously. Mm-hmm. Judicious use.
Yes.
Yep. Let's see, 7.2.2, cost-benefit analysis of expanding the use of technologies identified in 7.2 to fill all or some of the needs of the ALSs and ROLOs. Well, let's see, we have some notes here. Final report, best judges the tools that would be most appropriate for the ALAC or ALAC themselves. I mean, do any of these tools actually cost?
Absolutely.
To use?
Yeah. Someone picks up the bill on every Adobe Connect room we use, every every Adigo call we interact with. All of these are communication and collaboration tools, and there are places where that has to be costed. I mean, SMSs cost someone to send, and in some cases, cost to receive.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm gonna add Adobe Connect Room and what was the other one? Adobe Connect Room and
our Adigo calls.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, Heidi.
Yes, thanks. Just following on from what Cheryl said, we definitely have costs for the Adigo calls. We have costs for interpretation. Okay, we have costs for transcripts. We have costs for the mailing lists. Some of our mailing lists, particularly the LAC RALO mailing lists, have automatic, some sort of translation. I'm not sure if it's very good. We're actually just switching to a Google Translate system that will be done in mid-January, but that will, of course, have a cost as well. So I do have some numbers already for the costs of the Adigo calls, of the interpretation, so I can give you that. And
thank you.
We can go from there. And I can also pick up the costs for the mailing lists, the translation tools there, et cetera.
Thank you, Heidi. Can we note that as a action item? Yes, thank you. And so there's a mention here in the notes that it looks like it says ALAC themselves, but perhaps the us as members using some of these other tools that don't cost money can also, if that's added in the program, then maybe we can add more benefit without adding cost to what Heidi gives us. Sort of a combination. Does that make sense? Yep. Any comments on that?
Can I get to a microphone? Yes.
Okay, here comes Cheryl.
Dun, 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 dun.
She's bringing fresh hot coffee. So I'm sure this next comment is going to be very
perky. Well, I haven't
drunk
it yet, so it won't be all that pithy because the caffeine hasn't kicked in yet. And just on the use of free, in inverted commas, and there is no such thing as a free tool. A tool that is provided at no cost to someone has a cost somewhere. I know I sound like an economist now, but there is usually a trade-off for that. For example, it will be a best efforts provision for communication. In other words, you will not have priority or assured traffic if you're using a freer service. You will have or may have a certain amount of branding and other things that are attached to a free service. So I'm all for people using free. Absolutely all for people using free, but we do need to recognise there is usually a limitation that people should be aware of. So if you've got time-critical and essential collaboration, there may be a point where, because of the pressure on a network through a free service, that the delay or the lag or the whatever just means that some parts of our community won't be able to actually engage. The other thing is, of course, most of the free services, because of the nature of either from whence they come, the parent body, or the associated risks to some people's view of what may or may not be advertised on the right or left-hand side of them, are not available in all of our regions. There are great lumps of the earth that just don't do Skype and other lumps of the earth that just don't do Google, which comes back to what Wolf was saying, fit for purpose, variety and interoperability. Do I sound like an ISOC person all of a sudden? But we actually need to work on standards that make sure these things are all interoperable.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. Dave?
Just to add something from the survey. In the other category, but people, what ELSs use were instant messaging, postal mail, telephone, faxes, SMS messaging, and press releases through the media.
Thank you, Dave.
And no one mentioned podcasts? Which I just find really sad as an outreach tool. You know, they're so handy to sort of, you know, have on a little disc and leave with people and, you know, have on a server and people can download. So I think, you know.
Yeah, and particularly we do have an e-learning page that does have our podcasts and webinars as well. So that's the tool as we could use.
Heidi, that's an interesting point because those sites and spaces became live and active after the survey was initiated. Now, you've just given me that the idea that we should consider encouraging our survey team, the cross-regional survey team. So our cross-regional survey team, who I'm saying it three times so he's paying attention, yes, needs to consider that what we actually have is a pre-change of technologies on the ICANN website data set. That's a hugely valuable thing. If we survey in a short enough amount of time, we can probably see that the initial uptake of some of these new things, because the webinar page wasn't up when we did the survey. Podcasts weren't there when we did the survey.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Dave. Heidi?
Yeah, Cheryl, thank you. I think this is perfect timing because I know that Scott Pinzon, who was our director for marketing and communications, he during Cartagena, he did have a talk with Evan Leibovich and Olivier Crepin-Leblon about communication tools for at-large, specifically focused and targeted for at-large. And I think Dev, you should be involved in future conversations with them. I think then that will take place in the next few weeks. So if we could make that an action item, if
and
the chair permits.
Yes, that sounds good. Thank you, Heidi. Seth, I see your hand is up in the room.
Thank you, Annalisa. I was just going to ask, Cheryl, would you mind repeating? I didn't catch what the communication tool is that you would have expected much more use of and people are not seeing use of.
Podcasting.
Ah, thank you, Cheryl. Okay.
So, okay, Sebastian.
Thank you. I have also a conversation with Scott Pilsen, and it seems that they resumed the podcast, and I was quite disappointed because it was very useful, at least for me. When I take the train between Paris and Versailles, I was listening to the podcast. Some improvement must be done. For example, they use Skype to record, and sometimes the sound is not good, and If we restart the podcasting, it must be good quality sound. And yes, it's difficult because you have staff all around the world. But a tool must be taken into account seriously. And I think that other conferences, for example, the webinar about preparing this meeting, could be cut into pieces to be podcasted and could help the people to participate. And it's why also I suggest that those webinars, even if nobody is listening online in interpretation, must be interpreted just to be recorded and be used as podcast, because it's really the way we will have more possibility of more people with some knowledge of what is happening in the meeting, and not just the people coming, but also the people online and so on. And it's important for at large, and more generally, it's important for public participation. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Sebastian. And that's an important point, to have webinars, even if the languages aren't represented in the audience that day, but to have them translated for future podcasts. Yes, Dave has a comment.
Yeah, just to support that. But I mean, I think also, I mean, given that podcasts are a form of RSS feeds, and given that use of RSS feeds are low, again, it has to be some sort of education campaign, or at least in the very beginning, you know, you have to email them and tell them, here's the podcast. Secondly, I did talk to Paul Scott yesterday as well, and had some discussions regarding using YouTube and stuff like that, you know, because YouTube has some very interesting options, like you can embed links inside a video where, and you can click to go here and click to go here inside a video. So I think there's some opportunities there for some great educational outreach for at large.
Oh, yes, Yavi?
Yeah, please. Where is Adobe Connect in this list? In this table.
Okay, are you looking for the link?
No,
sir.
No, in the survey.
Oh, in the survey. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Dave?
That option wasn't listed in the survey. Mind you, Adobe Connect was really only coming out in the first quarter, really becoming strong use in the first quarter. Heidi or Matthias can correct me. So it wasn't really listed as a option. And besides, it was regards to the communications tools used by the ALSs to communicate with its members. It wasn't really what communication tools the ALSs use to communicate with with ALAC, etc.
Yavi, that goes back to my, I hope, fairly pointed question when I asked what the question was we were asking. Because what we asked was, what do you, ALSs, use? Not do what we, ICANN at large, have available for you to use. Now, we might need to ask the right questions in the next step. And I think that goes back to what Gordon was saying. From this data set, there will be some questions, first of all, that are worthwhile asking again, or looking at the data that the responses gives us, because it may go to at least giving us an idea of what the technologies are already used by the at-large structures. But there is more to ask for certain.
Cheryl, I have a question for you. Is the Adobe Room, is that available to ALSs to use amongst themselves, the ICANN Adobe Room?
It has not been made so to date. That does not mean that anything is impossible, and my guess would be it would depend on the cost of a setup, and if it was going to be an ad hoc room or if it was going to be a longer room. But the Adobe servers and how rooms are set up live in the world of staff, not in the world of me. If I want the magic to happen, I ask the good goddesses and gods of the staff to do so.
Okay, thank you. Heidi?
Yeah, I personally believe that we could easily make an Adobe Connect room available and make you host, et cetera. So I can look into that as well.
Well, that's,
just remind me
good.
Through an action item.
maybe I'll ask my ALS to be one of the sort of first to try that and see how it goes. And
so again, you're asking basically for each ALS to have their own Adobe Connect or this working.
Maybe not their own, but to be able to use it on occasion.
Oh yeah, if they need. I think that's fine.
If it's a not dissimilar system to how the Internet Society makes their Marrakesh rooms open for chapter use and work group use. That's a little more cumbersome and a little bit more varied because those meetings tend to be rare and few and far between compared to the ones we do. But it strikes me that when we have our Confluence page for each of our ALSs, there could be a request to use room form button, something to hit, and a request to use button gets hit saying, you know, tonight I want to do this. And because that is there in structure set up, that room can be opened and host facilities provided. What we don't want, I sound like the accountant at ICANN, is, you know, people, you know, working out their Sunday lunch plans and inviting Aunt Mary to interchange on the rooms on bandwidth that ICANN's paying for. So I think it's manageable, and I certainly would like to see it as doable. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. Maybe as an action item, Heidi, I will send you a request, and we'll see how that goes. Okay. Dave?
Yeah, thank you, Annalisa. I'm just bringing a suggestion from the African perspective. I think if we start using Twitter, because in Africa, like mobile computing, mobile phone, has taken a very, very, very strong. It's very common. It's more common compared to the internet itself. Like people go on mobiles and then they are on Facebook, they are on Twitter. So basically, whatever activities that the ALAC is doing, just send regular tweets. Even invite our ALSs to join conference calls. So this also can be done by Twitter. So there's a lot of opportunities, especially I'm talking about the African perspective. There's lot of opportunities that, okay, we are in touch with the local ALSs in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. That's really important, the increasing use of the mobile device in many regions. So Twitter can reach the users of the mobile device, and do we have? It might be something we want to consider for the Confluence pages to make sure that they're very accessible to mobile devices. I'm thinking.
Fayyad can probably pick up, but I want to recognize Sandra first.
Yeah, go ahead, Sandra, and then Sebastian.
Thank you. I just want to mention that the Euroalo would be definitely supporting the idea to open Adobe Connect room for monthly calls. I think this makes the things a lot easier. So. And if this is manageable, we would really appreciate this.
So, Sandra, may I suggest that you go ahead and send a request to Heidi? I'm not sure what the time frame is, but if she can work it. Okay.
One email.
So, Heidi, expect one from your Rollo ALS, too. Thank you.
Just on Twitter, I will look back into the deep and dark archives of the wonderful world of my Twitter, because I believe I set up Twibes. I did set up Twibes from Twitter for at large. I can stop twa-ing then. Now, that if those Twibes are still in existence, then that's another good aggregation tool, because, of course, that makes it easy for at least the ALS leads, the regional people. You know, Twibes are a good way to make sure you don't have to have everybody on your followers list. And, yeah, I'll try and find where they are, and if they've gone dormant, we shall try and resuscitate them.
So might we put that down as an action item to see if Twibes still exist? Sebastian, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I fully support all those tools. I just would like to underline that we need to exchange how to use those tools. There are some people who are more who know how to use it, and they need to share that with others. We need to have best performance solution. For example, I am still struggling on how to use Twitter. Maybe it's because I am doing wrong. Maybe it's because it's not for me. Maybe it's because. But I would like very much to learn, and that's one example. Then sharing experiences, sharing knowledge will be great in all those tools. Thank you.
That's absolutely correct, Sebastian. It's important to share the knowledge of how to use these tools. And perhaps we could suggest to ALSs that during some of their chapter meetings, I'm sure they have people within chapters that can maybe share that knowledge. Maybe it doesn't have to be such a formal thing. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Just want to remind you that linking back the full conversation here, and we do need to go to Fayyud because he actually has found the answer to the question of Twitter feeds on Confluence pages. This is one of the things where Dave put forward Posterous. You know, you put it in Posterous, it goes to your Twitter, it goes to your Facebook, it goes to your Buzz, it goes to your grandmother if she's listening to you. You know, that's those unified communication distribution modalities are what they're there for. So that makes it also a whole lot easier.
Yes, thank you for that, Cheryl. Fouad, did you want to add something?
Since Confluence provides integration of a large number of Web 2.0 services, it's basically called, the technology is called meshing. So it's there, and I think we can work with the technical team to include it.
Okay, and we will probably move on soon to the number three in the discussion, and so that's about the Confluence pages. But let's just finish at least number seven here. Let's see. Are we at create implementation plan for the expanded use as needed of certain technologies identified in 7.2 that meet ICANN's budgetary requirements? Yes, Yavi.
Yeah, I have a comment. I don't know where to put it. When we are using Adobe Connect, like from Africa, you cannot do voice at the same time. But I know that I was in a call with ISOC. You choose between the telephone line or the internet. So it's something very important because sometimes you don't have a good quality for the telephone line. So you can, but you have a good internet. Mm-hmm. So if we can have a tool like in Adobe Connect to improve it, so that you can use the voice, you can participate using just the internet, not your telephone call. That's something very important. So we have to see how to improve the Adobe or to switch to another tools like Adobe where you have the choice mm-hmm. between your telephone or the internet to participate for the voice.
That's a good point, Yavi. I wonder if there's maybe a tool that's in... Yes, Cheryl, go ahead.
I can tell you, there is absolutely a tool. The Adobe Connect Room is designed to do that. The reason the at-large rooms we tend to use don't is only because we use the Adigo bridge to give us tri-language translation. That is not a problem, but it is not a problem to change. Now we're talking about regional and ALS and specific use of this tool. It's simply a matter of, and can we action item that last action item when you were talking? Boy, talk about a moment. That's Gisela making me aware that I have to be somewhere else soon. I will put it on silent, sorry. That the option for using the Adobe Connect telephone bridge needs to be what's available for the ALS users then. You know, we need to have that as an option, yes or no. It's purely habit that we don't do that, and there is nothing stopping us doing it in a moment's notice when they set up any room or open any room. So we can fix that.
Thank you. Okay, so on the interest of time here, we have 10 minutes to carry on. So I'm not going to continue on these number sevens, but Gordon, is there one in particular that you were looking forward to making a comment on?
The comments that I had intended to make, I made, and the feedback from that was really very constructive. So I'm fairly pleased.
Yes, well, thank you for bringing it up, too. I appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for your comments on those improvements. Let's go to the next action item. which is discussion of ALS's own Confluence pages and next steps. And so this is, I guess this is the natural platform for notifying the ALSs and making these things available. And Fouad, you were speaking to that. Do you want to add something?
Obviously, this is where we have to work on our communication strategy to get the ALSs involved and somehow work with them to encourage them to update. Provide us with basic information, or we come up with a template for basic information, so we have consistency across the board. And once that is done and a page has been issued for all of the ALSs, then we will have to take them through an online literacy or an awareness kind of session. We'll have to work with them. So I think we started in Brussels with the Confluence Wiki. Actually, we started 1 or 2 months before that. Then they gave us the face-to-face discussions on a bit of introduction on Confluence. And then we've been using it. And then right now, we heard the comments from other people. So this is something which is going to be at least a we should at least have 1 year for successfully implementing such an activity. So this is necessary. Confluence is ready. They'll have a great deal of tools over there. And as Roman was saying, that once we have a certain level of maturity of the use of Confluence itself, the system is mature. The maturity of the user, that how many processes or how many activities he's mapping to the system, right? Any user can do that. And once that has been done, there'll be some amazing kind of features that, you know, every RALU can even integrate the mailing lists into it. So basically, you won't even have to open up your emails. You just open up Confluence and it'll show you all the discussions going on in ALAC. So this is how far we have to go. So we should look at a time frame of 8 to 12 months for implementing this activity. And we have to design the template for information gathering, number one. Number two, we have to design the training and awareness program for this. And this is where our assemblies will also come into play, right? And our... when the meetings rotate, we have our showcases with RALOs. So that is also an opportunity to educate when the RALOs representatives are coming over. So that's an opportunity to, like, speed start or get them into speed with the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Fouad. And I think that's an excellent point, the showcase. As the meetings move from region to region, that's when we really see face-to-face with many of these ALSs that are not otherwise engaged. So... that's really important. Does anybody else have a comment to what Fouad was saying? Yes, Dave.
Thanks, Chair. What I'm concerned, though, is if an ALS has its own communication tools and is when an ALS is accustomed in its own use of communication tools, you know, it's very hard for them to change or adapt. So the education of if you want ALSs to use Confluence in addition to using their communication tools and integrating with the ALS, there has to be some education campaign to somehow show this is the real benefit, because you can keep track of all of the at-large activities in one swoop. But to just say use this instead of your website, whatever content management system.
Yes, Fouad, go ahead.
The solution to that is for sort of an initial survey being done by the in-reach and outreach liaisons in every region. And the survey will actually just check on every ALS, whether it will have an introduction to the Confluence, the community, and it will introduce them to this new facility that ALAC is providing all the RALO ALSs. As part of that, those who already have a website and are already working well with the communication tools, we will still give them a page which will have RSS real-time syndication available. And most probably, most of these ALSs are either using Joomla or Drupal or these kind of content management systems for their websites which have integration of RSS. So RSS is just like, even if they're using WordPress, the RSS is there. So we can have a template for RSS So the pages are public. They're not like the private that you have to give a password and go into the community. Public pages, which will be extracting RSS, one thing. Number two thing, we can have a planet page, right? A planet page. If ALSs are maintaining blogs, we can integrate even that as part of the RALOs. So we can just go as far as we want with this. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cheryl, or Dave. Okay.
Thanks, Chair.
And Dave, I'm sorry, we're getting close to the end, so
okay.
Short comment?
Very short comment. The thing is, maybe if it is that we need to then have, maybe do we then need a separate ALS pages for every single thing? But maybe we need just a single ALS page to be keep track of everything in that large page. And if all the ALSs subscribe to that and look at that page.
That's perhaps where it's a perfect place to end in this discussion, in as much as we need to maybe explore that as a decision node. But regardless of whether we're going to herd our cats to play in the kitty litter box that is new, or the kitty litter box that they already use, you've got to entice and encourage them to do so. And one of the ways I would suggest, particularly if we're doing a sort of a staged rollout, is using the data of what they already use. Make sure what they already use is seamlessly integrated into what we're offering. That to me is one of the motivation tools. But yeah, big, great page or individual? My guess is it's going to go individual, big or regional, or maybe, you know, a dollar each way, but we shall see. Okay.
Okay, and I wanted to add one comment too. It seems like it seems like something we might want to consider is a short page or an announcement to the ALSs that they can use to their members that say that this Confluence page is coming, it's in the works, what kind of services and things, because listening to Fawad sort of got me excited about it, and I think the earlier we get these ALS members on board, there may actually be less work for us to do from the top down. And one idea might be simply an ALS could be encouraged to pick sort of an IT member from their members to interface and have a working group with us.
That's regional business.
Yeah. Okay. At the regional level. Okay. So so the last item is the next meeting, Wednesday, 15th of December. 1300 UTC. And there's a question there.
Why is there a question? I thought it was...
Do you two meeting in Cartagena? I don't know.
I'm sorry, I could obviously answer that.
Thank you, Seth.
The question was simply that since people are meeting out of our regular schedule today, I was wondering if the work team simply wanted to keep the next regularly scheduled meeting or if it considers this to be a substitute for the December 15th meeting.
Okay,
also, of course, the December 15th meeting is just next week, and I don't know if many people are going to be available immediately after Cartagena or want to take that off. That's simply the question mark.
That's a good question. So can I see a show of hands here in the room if you are going to be available and want to meet Wednesday the 15th? Okay, so Dave is going to be online.
And Gordon?
Gordon, are you raising your hand there? Do you want to talk or be in the room, Gordon? Sandra, is that you raising your hand? Okay, go ahead, Cheryl.
Just recognizing that, of course, for those of us in Asia, it's the 16th, not the 15th for us. So that does make a difference. So it's all very good doing things in UTC, but I have... In a perfect world, planes landing on time, yeah, we can be there. But there is a very, very important agenda item that needs to be put on if I'm going to be there.
Okay, please go ahead.
I need a happy birthday from you all.
Oh, yay.
Okay, well, I know that to you.
Not now, this is next week. Well, I know that Annalisa, Dev, and Cheryl will be on the call. Anybody else? Is that enough to have a call? Yeah, Yavi? Yavi can try. Okay, Sandra?
It depends on the time, actually.
1300 UTC?
It's my husband's birthday, I'm sorry.
Well, I understand the importance of birthdays. I think we'll accept your apologies.
So, Cheryl, what is your feeling? Would you like to take your birthday off, or should we go forward with a call?
Hell no.
Okay. Okay, so, Seth, does that answer you?
It sounds like that people want to have it, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Because it is Cheryl's birthday.
Because, yes, and we do need to sing happy birthday.
And so if that's the high point of my day, that's a really, really sad statement.
Excuse me, this is Rick Alphen with Verland. I'm going to be joining this conference bridge into the PA system in the meeting room now.
Okay, well, working team B is finished. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. One comment real quick from Sandra.
A couple of questions. Maybe we can clarify this bilaterate.
The what?
A couple of questions I have, and maybe we better clarify this bilaterate because these might be beginner questions for you.
Yes, clarify. I'm sorry, I just don't get the word. Clarify something, but go ahead.
Face-to-face.
Okay.
Maybe we do this face-to-face.
Oh, yes.
I think
okay.
That's better.
Okay, so we're going offline. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.